Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you this morning. This is Apostle E.B. White standing in for Apostle Heard, the leader and the overseer of Cornerstone Deliverance Church. This is our Sunday school services. Sunday, March 7th, 2021. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Gracious Father, we do thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for last night lying down and this morning waking up. Thank you for all of the activities of our limbs. Thank you for being in our right mind and being able to comprehend everything that is going on around us. We thank you, Father God, for the saints of God, hallelujah, that are coming together right now in unity and in strength. And we pray that we get an understanding out of the Sunday school lesson on today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah. This is Sunday, March the 7th, 2021. Hallelujah. And we are having Sunday school. Praise the Lord. If anybody, if you have a book, you're welcome to open your book up. If not, then I'll give you the main scriptures that we are going by this today. It's Romans chapter 1, verses 8 through 17. And the subject for today is Paul's desire to visit Rome. Paul's desire to visit Rome. Amen. And he wanted to visit Rome because there were some born-again Christians in Rome. So he kept thinking about it, thinking about them, praying for them, but he also wanted to see them in person so that they could exchange the word of God with each other to continue to lift each other up in unity and in strength. Amen. Who do I have on the line with me this morning?
Latasha, I'm on the line, but I'm actually not at home, so I'm not going to be able to talk as much.
That's fine, Latasha. Yes, fine, sweetie. All right, thank you. I just want to know who I have on the line. I heard the line chime in. So, okay. Amen. Anyone else? Well, praise the Lord. Again, our subject for today is Paul's desire to visit Rome. And we're going to be coming from the lesson scripture is Romans 1, 8 through 17. And it says, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. Amen. And that's, I want to point that out. even though he wasn't with them, he knew that they were new believers, true believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that they had faith, and it was spoken of throughout the world. Amen. And then he said, for God is my witness. I really do pray for you. Whom I serve in the gospel of his son without ceasing, I make mention of you always in prayers. So we need to make sure in Jesus' name that we are praying over the body of Christ. Amen. Number 10 says, making request. If by any means, now at length, I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. And I want to talk about that too. The will of God. We know that God gave us free will. But it's always good to ask the Lord for whatever it is that we want to do so we can make sure that we are in the will of God. So in verse 11, he says, for I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gifts, to the end ye may be established. He wanted to give them some more spiritual understanding of the word of God. And we know that the word of God is used to help strengthen us and to show us the way. That is, that I may be confident together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. So he just said, just because you're the saints of God, I want to come together with you. I want to have church with you. I want us to break bread with one another. And, I mean, I can attest to all of that, because if we think about when COVID-19 got started in 2020 and all the doors were shut to the church and visitation of family and friends and all of that was cut short. Now, Paul, he wasn't in this predicament that we are in, but I mean, I can have empathy on what he is saying, because there's so many saints that after they couldn't get to the church building, not to the saints. Thank God, Cornerstone Deliverance Church had it already set up on the conference call that we could use this line to yet get a hold of each other and be part of the Cornerstone ministry. So verse 13 says, now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was led hereto, that I may have some fruit among you, also even as among the Gentiles. And I like to talk about the Gentiles, as you know, some months ago, hallelujah, we were reading a scripture that told us just then and there when the Lord decided he was going to bring the Gentile into that promise that he had already given the Jews. So we are able to partake, hallelujah, in the word and be part of the body of Christ. Number 14 says, I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. Amen. You know, sometimes we preachers, the word, the Lord give us the word, and we want to tell somebody. And sometimes things get, you know, we can't get to the people to put the word out there. So you got to end up finding somebody, whoever you talk to, you end up just going ahead telling them everything. Honey, the Lord done said this, the Lord done said that. Because that word, once you get the word in you, I'm going to be like Jeremiah saying, it is just like fire shut up in my bones. And you want to get it out. So Paul wanted to be able to go and to relate to the Romans, but he was being hindered. We are being hindered from coming together right now, but God in person. But we yet can't come together on the prayer line. We yet can't come together on Sunday school, during Sunday school, and on Spirit and Truth worship services. The phone line through Apostle Heard, Cornerstone Deliverance Church, has been made available for us so that we can come together, amen, in unity and in truth. In verse 16, Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Amen. Hallelujah. So when I first thought looking at this lesson and I read all the scriptures, I was like, well, that's, you know, that's it. Is there anything else that we need to discuss? Anything else that we need to talk about? Amen. In Sunday school for today. And thank God, there are some things that we need to discuss. As a matter of fact, over in the book of Acts, chapter 1, and verses 8 and 9, hallelujah, I'm going to read for your hearing what the scripture says. Acts chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. And right here, Jesus is still here, and he's talking to his disciples, and he is he's getting ready to go. He's already been resurrected. He's been among them for over 40 days, and it's time for him to go to the Father. But in verse 8, he says, "But you shall have power when the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth." So we didn't just get saved just to get saved. We got saved, hallelujah, became a child of the living God, so that we can go and spread the gospel. So we can come together and encourage each other in love to keep holding on, no matter what it's looking like, sounding like, or feeling like. Verse 9 says, "Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight." Amen. So he was going to be with the Father now. And we know that he is seated, according to the word of God, on the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. And he is yet making intercession for us. Amen. The mutual faith that we possess as believers gives us reason to encourage and support one another. The mutual faith that we possess as believers gives us reason to encourage and support one another. And we're making practical points of what the Lord is saying to us today. There should be a sense of urgency about fulfilling our calling. My God. The scriptures say, many are called, few are chosen. But since he called us, we need to be about our Father's business. Amen. And he talked about the witnesses. So after we get saved or become a child of God, we have to be a witness unto the Lord. And the last thing says, our objective must be to serve the Lord at all costs, never being dissuaded by shame or ridicule. Amen. So we're going to go back to Acts chapter 1. Hallelujah. And I'm going to pick up at verse 10. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into the heaven? That was a question. This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Now, Jesus had already given instruction, but in verse 12 it says, then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olive, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey. And when they had entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying. Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. These all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication. The women was, there was other women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, with his brothers. So if anybody didn't know, Jesus had brothers and sisters, okay? So these people were also into the upper room while they were waiting for the power of the Holy Ghost to come upon them. That gift that Jesus had talked about that was going to come upon them. So he sent them into Jerusalem to wait. Amen. So as believers, going back to what we had already read earlier in the Sunday school, hallelujah, that the Lord wants us to encourage one another. In these last and evil days, I can tell you there's so much stuff going on, so many people falling by the wayside, so many people committing suicide, and it's not just young people. My God, it's older people. So many people just giving up because they have lost hope. But the Word of God is here to help us, to encourage us, to hold on and not to let go. So I believe this is something that Paul wanted to do. Hallelujah. When he kept telling them, the Romans, I want to come to you if it is the Lord's will. And so we know if it's the Lord's will, then the Lord himself will make a way. Amen. If that's his will, nothing that can stop us if it is the will of God. Amen. Let's talk about being a witness. Jesus called his apostles, disciples, they were disciples first, / apostles, and before he left, he instructed them, hallelujah, what it was that they were going to do, that he wanted them to go out and spread the gospel or the good news. Glory to God. So Paul wanted to go out, and a lot of them went out after they were spread out, trying to find other places to go besides Jerusalem. Amen. And they began to teach and preach and also heal those who were sick. Amen. So we have power that we don't even know about, because sometimes we don't read the word or we'll hear someone preach about the power that we have. But the power that we have is through the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we have to practice. And what I mean by that, get in your word, read your word, study your word, talk to people. You know, everywhere you go, say something. My biggest thing sometimes was just, even now when I go into the grocery store, if somebody's looking at me and I nod my head, and my nod my head is just saying, hello. I don't keep nodding. I nod one time, and I just let them know I recognize that they are looking at me, and evidently they want me to speak to them or they want to speak to me. Amen. But when you recognize another saint, amen, wherever you may be, it's okay to recognize them and say, hi, how are you? How you doing? God bless you. Amen. I send out scriptures all the time. I send out songs of encouragement all the time, because I want to encourage the saints of God. I don't know what nobody is going through. If you don't put it out there, I don't know. And so, because I don't know, I just assume, you know, everything is all right. But just in case it's not all right, if the Lord put you in my spirit, I go to praying. Amen. I go to praying. Amen. And I was so grateful that on yesterday, my daughter LaShonda got into a car accident, and her brakes went out on her car, and she hit someone else. But praise the Lord, she was able to call me and tell me what had happened. And my God, she didn't have any bruises or broken bones. The person that she hit was okay. Praise God. But I pray for her. I pray for my children. I pray for my grandchildren. I mean, I witnessed to them, my great-grandchildren. I like to cover them in the blood of Jesus. So I'm making this thing here personal, this Sunday school lesson. I'm making it personal because the Bible says charity begins at home and then it is spread abroad. If we're not saying stuff to our own family members, if we're not trying to reach them and show them the love of God, then I ask God to forgive us. Because if anybody needs to be healed, set free, and delivered, it's some of our own family members, whether it be sisters, brothers, uncles, aunties, nieces, nephews, whatever. If we have the love of God on the inside of us, we need to use that God-given talent. that God has given us, and it really don't take no talent to pray. Because we know that prayer is having communication. In the instance that I'm talking now, is having communication with God, going before him and talking, asking him to save, set free, and to deliver our people, whoever they may be. And if they're in some trouble, deliver them from that as well. I had a lady that, another pastor that sent me a text last night and said 911. And she had sent the text and she said, my son, and I know he's a truck driver, they've been trying to reach him for 4 or 5 hours and they haven't been able to reach him when you pray. What did I do? I went to praying. I didn't say, oh, okay, I'll pray later. No, it's an emergency. When you see an emergency, we need to stop and we need to pray. If you are born again, anybody can pray. Anybody can pray. Amen. All you got to do is open up your mouth and say, Lord, sister, so-and-so, ask me to pray for her son. You know where he is. I hope and pray that he is not in a bad state of mind or in a bad condition. Hallelujah. But I pray that you give him the mind to contact his office, because even the company that he worked for didn't know where he was. And finally, some hours later, she sent me a text saying they found him. And he did some kind of way, had to go to the hospital for something. But God, the point was, we prayed, I prayed. She had already been praying, but she wanted somebody to be in agreement with her. And so I was. And then she sent me the text saying, thank you, they found him. So to God be all the glory. Amen. So being a witness, the Lord wants us to be witnesses to him all over this world. Amen. Not just with our little groups of people. He told us to go out, amen, into the world and compel men to come unto him. So when the saints of God start coming, hallelujah, we will be able to help lift them up. We'll be able to encourage them in the Lord. Another one of my sisters was telling me something the other day. She heard a prayer I had did, and she was like, well, you already know how to pray. And I said to her, but I need encouragement too. Praise God. This, you know, just because I know how to pray don't mean I don't go through no testing of my faith. I go through. Just like everybody else, I go through, praise God, and I thank God, because most of the time, somebody will let me know, I've been praying for you, you okay? They'll call me or send me a text, and then I can say what's going on with me. And if it gets too rough, I'll call the apostle and say, hey, I need some prayer. Amen. So to God be the glory for everything that he has done. Now, is it anyone on the line with me that like to have anything to say about this lesson that we have already discussed? Paul's desire to visit Rome, but I didn't just make it about his desire to visit Rome. I made it about the desire that God has put in our heart to share his word and to be witnesses to other people and to pray for them in Jesus' name. So you don't have to read, but do you have anything that you would like to say? Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I didn't get a response, so to God be all the glory.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord, Sister Latasha. Do you have anything you want to say about the lesson? Well, again, to God be all the glory. I thank the Lord for the time that was set aside for us to get on the Sunday school line, the same conference line that we use for Spirit and Truth worship service that will be starting in 25 minutes. So if there's nothing else, nobody else has anything to say, then I'm going to release the line, and we'll be back on the line at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Amen. To God be the glory and the praise. All belongs to him. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Until we meet again.